Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things that he's doing at one time, blessing people all over the earth. In the book of Isaiah it said the nations are like a drop in the bucket to God. What God is capable of in our lives is much greater than what we can ask or think. And we can ask and think quite a bit. We can imagine greatness. So whatever we can come up with, God can top it. It didn't just say top it. He said exceeding abundantly. He can do greater things than we can ask or think. So as we go forward in him, we're gonna see things happen that we won't expect. In yesterday's Sunday school class, I mentioned how when I asked the Lord how to, you know, to teach me, when I asked him to teach me how to love his people, because all I was trying to do was please God. But what I learned from that, from the time that I started learning how to love his people, a lot of things happened I didn't expect. I had greater joy. I was more stable in my emotions. I even learned to manage my emotions. Perfect love casts out fear. The only way to get rid of fear is with perfect love. And the love of God helped me do it. I found, you know, it is not like it happened all at one noticeable time, but in life, when the same situations that would aggravate me or make me feel afraid or subdued or like I had no way out, I was laughing at those. In similar situations, I found myself actually laughing at it. It couldn't move me. I knew that God was with me. I knew that I was complete in him. And when it came to my faith, I knew that God had my back because I loved other people. I could believe God loved me. See, when things are going wrong, your faith is challenged. And then Satan will say, well, you didn't do good enough. God's letting this happen to you. All kind of crazy thoughts, anti-scriptural thoughts come to your mind when things are going wrong. And that didn't stop happening. Things went wrong. I'm not saying that when I learned how to love people, everything just instantly changed and people started acting right and I didn't have any more. No. It actually got worse. I had problems, but I love people. People misunderstood me. People thought whatever they thought. They don't always agree with you. And then your enemies are out there. They don't always, you know, see your points. So the same kind of things would always happen. It's just my attitude I was stable. I was able to be more stable. And it was fun. And it surprised me. I felt strong. I was beginning to feel like I do in God's presence. That's one thing I asked for. I said, Lord, teach me how to live wherever I am, just like when I'm in the prayer room at church in your presence, or at home when I worship you and I'm in your presence. I feel like I can do anything. And then, so I kept going forward. When something worked, you know, a motivational speaker said this one time. He said, when something's working, you do it again. Don't stop. Keep doing what's working. And he was talking about like if you got a thriving business and you really, it was like a stepping stone or a good job and it was a stepping stone and you're really trying to do something greater, find a way to keep doing what you're doing because it's working. Hire people to run that company or that part of the business, or find a way to keep what you got and do better. He said, if something's working, keep doing it. And I applied that to greater things like spiritual things and also business. If something's working, keep doing it. It's dumb to shut down something that's working. So it's better to flow with the Holy Spirit. God has too much to say. He has so much to say. And he loves his people. And he wants us to understand him. And I desire to understand and do the greater works. People are still not, there's too many people that's not saved. A lot of people have gotten saved under the ministry. And many people, you know, we reach many people through the television at church and then the radio. I do a radio broadcast. People are being reached, but there's still so many people that's not being reached. So our prayers avail much. Now, when you're doing something, when you have something, bless it. Because God can do greater than we can ask or think. And that's what I do. I pray over the television audience. You know, it's a tool in God's hands. God can bless it. He's going to do it anyway, but when we bless it, he's definitely going to do it. Because there are people out there, he can cause them to listen at the right time. He's got to come back, and he doesn't want people dead. He don't want people to be left behind. I saw a movie yesterday. It was called Sunday Morning Rapture. The rapture happened on a Sunday morning, and most of the church was gone, and about 10% was left. Because they wouldn't change, and you know, and it showed how people let life get to them. When they have problems in life, they look at the problem instead of God. Some problems you just can't solve in your own strength. It's going to take the Lord to help you do it. And you may be trying with all your might, and it's still not good enough for what you're trying to do. That's why we need the wisdom of God. People spend too much. That's one problem. Because they're trying to solve a problem or a desire. But when you're content in the Lord, you can bring forth fruit with patience. You can bring things to pass with patience. If you do it God's way, you're going to love doing things God's way. He knows how to get things done so that you don't go broke, so you don't have to work three jobs, and you won't be up worrying about how you're going to pay for all this stuff that's going down. You know, every time you buy a car, it wears out. And that financial guy said, you know, I think it was Dave Ramsey. He said, when you overspend, your upkeep will be your downfall, because it's gonna happen. People go out and buy the biggest houses, the most expensive cars, and I know what cars are made of. You know, on a house, you one day you're gonna have to replace that roof. And then the gutters. And if that goes south, everything goes with it. On the cars with all the bells and whistles break, and it drives people nuts. Your windows won't go up one day. The sunroofs get stuck. And I mean, you know, those things are fun when they're working. But they go bad, and you have to take care of whatever you get. But the Lord thinks of everything, and he knows how to help he knows what's going to happen in your life. When you follow him, or just regard him, ask him what, talk to him about what you plan to do. And some things can be avoided. But when things go wrong and you didn't see it coming, God saw it coming, he can help you prepare for it. And there's nothing wrong with you praying against the future. You can pray for things, situations you want. And the Lord can help you have something that won't stress you out. Older people always give younger people the advice, try to help them avoid some of the mistakes they made. But see, pride comes in. The enemy likes to, he'll put thoughts in their heart, in their mind, to harden their heart against the wisdom so he can trap them. Sometimes you have to listen in life. Everybody's not wrong. People get so bent in their way. Even politicians do it. And for the greater good of the country, if you do your job, God will bless you. Sometimes the other party's right. And there are people who won't budge just to spite the other party. They're not doing their job. They're not looking out for me. They're not looking out for the country. Sometimes both parties have a sense of a portion of what's right. And the reason people, they are so stuck on in their own traditions and ways, it don't work. But when you follow God's plan, when you put him first and regard the scriptures, the word, the wisdom of Jesus, who is already proven to be perfectly wise in all that he does and accurate. When you regard him, your life can be accurate too. Now this is something that we brought up in Sunday school, how the key element to making everything work is the love of God. And when I teach about the love of God, that's when people turn the channel. You can see it in their countenance. The good thing is a receptive heart will receive the truth. But people get off the bus, and you know, I've seen it too many times. If you talk about the love of God and the power of love, they turn the channel. They start their mind, they're not doing that. That's too expensive. They don't, they'd rather live a powerful life in their imagination, you know. But the love of God is, that's the last thing on their bus. They put that at the back. But that's what propels everything. Faith, your faith works by love. People brag about how much faith they have. Well, your faith don't, it only works by love. And the only people who succeed, the people who succeed the most are people who walk in love. And if you don't believe it, look out in the world. Just listen to them. People, the abundance of the heart and the mouth speak. The people that care about the things of God, the people that love God, they get it. And they're the ones who are blessed. They don't ever say God's word don't work. But people who look to their own way, they go to church, they may go to church, they read some scriptures, they find it to get out of their trouble. And I've heard people say, well, I tried that, it don't work. Go back to the love of God. Start over. Walk in love with people. Strife won't work. Remember this. Because Satan is dragging people to hell by the dozens. But he's dragging a lot of people to hell because of strife. Where envy and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. And if you want to get rid of the confusion, you don't know what to trust anymore. That's the state of the Lord. I said, Lord, what is confusion? He said, that's a state of being when you don't know what to trust. You're in a situation and you don't know what to trust. whether you're going to live by the word, a good idea, you don't know what to trust. And Satan's always talking just like God talks. But the love, those who love God's word, those who have love in their heart, it's hard for Satan to deceive a person with love in their heart. And I notice the most dangerous soldiers are people who have love in their heart. A fearful soldier can be very dangerous, but a person with love in their heart, they don't have fear. They can think under pressure. They're more dangerous. David was the most dangerous warrior in Israel. He's the only one that killed Goliath. He had the heart of a warrior, but he was not as skilled as Joab. David had some men in his army. They were much more outstanding, but God was with David. Man to man, they'd have killed David, but God was with David. You see the difference? David couldn't be killed by them or anybody. He had some, if you study the scriptures, he had some outstanding men. He had 600 left-handed men that could hit a hair breadth with a sling. He had a man that threw a spear and killed 300 men with one stroke. And Abner, that's not the man you wanted to sword fight with. And Joab, he was worse and treacherous on the battlefield. He was more opportunistic. But he was a great warrior. But God was with David. So when you have love in your heart and you're connected to the Lord, we can do things we don't know we can do. And you take anybody that can follow God, you put them on a battlefield, and they can receive and operate according to the wisdom of God. They can do some damage against the enemy. Like Samson. Now Samson was anointed to judge and kill. God can do that again. But as we walk in the love of God, that's where you'll find your greatest life. And you can destroy confusion. Because by the love of God, first of all, you'll destroy strife. That's one of your greatest enemies. A lot of people won't make heaven because they've gotten in strife with somebody. They've gotten in strife, unforgiveness. And remember, if you don't forgive, God will not forgive. He won't forgive you. We've got thousands of sins that he's forgiven us for. So I'm not gonna hold somebody in unforgiveness and lose everything. I pray for every person. Unless the Lord tells me to stop. Some people have made a decision. And I pray according to the Holy Spirit. When the Lord tells me not to pray for certain things, that's when I start. Otherwise, I pray for people's salvation. I pray for them to have wisdom. Every leader gets a prayer. I pray for the Russian government, just in the Chinese government. These people want to destroy us. There are people that want to destroy this country, and I know it. Well, why would you pray for them? Because the wars can be stalled. It can be avoided. The word says, he who letteth will let. And there are too many people in every country that need to be saved. And we have to do warfare so that the gospels can spread, so God can save more people. They filter the internet in China, I found out about. And they don't want Christian, they're trying to stop Christian influence. Satan has a stronghold there. And we need to dethrone him. But because God's people are so wrapped up in their own concerns, they don't pray for the lost. And the lost are running out of time. If we're going to reap this harvest, we got to use the time we have. In a few moments, the rapture is going to happen and we won't be able to work. We can work while it's day, but when the night comes, we can't work no more. And I like to make things as plain as possible. You're not going to always have time on your side. Well, I got trouble. Everybody's got trouble. The trouble you have is not the end of you. As you seek the Lord and His wisdom, you can grow from glory to glory, and you can go forward and not backwards. And you can, and your prayers avail much. You can pray for the lost, the wicked, the governments, our government, foolish politicians. We have to pray so we can live a peaceable life. And it's the love of God that transcends everything. You can go forward in Him. As you go forward in the Lord, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your emotional needs will be solved. Your financial needs can be solved. But not if you keep doing the same thing. You have to change. You learn greater things and you process things in a greater way. You do better and better until the Lord returns. And then before you know it, He'll be back. Your work will be done. The harvest, as far as we get, it'll be reaped. And God will still save people in the tribulation, but it's going to be very difficult. The people that harden their heart wouldn't repent. God's going to give them strong delusion, so they'll believe a lie. Because they turn their shoulder, because they turn their heart. They didn't stay in the love of God. And I want to go forward. And I know what God can do in our lives. He loves us. But what He's given us is much greater. Our capabilities are much greater. And what's going to happen as you obey Him, you're going to experience prosperity on a much larger scale. Now, I happen to be out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord.